This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, but there are many lessons from the Dutch election. As I tried to make my way through Snowageddon between the U.S. and Canada, I kept trying to get updates on the election results in the Netherlands. In some ways, my interest was less about the populist hoopla revolving around the party of one for welders, the Trumpist anti-immigrant hate-spewing right-wing candidate, than the fate of the other parties on the list. Waking up, the headlines herald that the right-center party and the current prime minister had outpolled welders, but there were many, perhaps more important stories hidden beneath these headlines. My interest is more than casual. I'd visited the Netherlands for several weeks in the fall discussing strategies around a campaign to restore national health insurance in the country and advising on various field, phone, and GOTV programs with the Socialist Party of the Netherlands. So I was very interested in how my friends and colleagues there had fared against the populist surge. The short answer, somewhat reassuring in these troubled times, though perhaps disappointing when compared to our hopes, was that they essentially held their own. Where they had 15 seats in the parliament, or 10% of the total, they polled enough to hold on to 14 seats. The prime minister's party, while outpolling welders, still lost 8 seats, or 20% of its total, while he added a third more seats at 5 to his total. There are 28 or so different parties in the Netherlands vying for their share of the national vote to apportion out accordingly the 150 total seats between each party, making it all something of a multi-party mess when it comes to governing. The real loser was the center-left Labour Party, which was decimated in the election, falling from the number two party with 38 seats to the Prime Minister's party, which had enjoyed 41 seats. In this election, it fell to only 9 seats, losing more than three-quarters of their seats. And why? Because they'd agreed to help form the governing coalition, and their members saw it as a sellout as the center-right governing party pushed more conservative programs and policies. The lesson for many parties was clear. Not only would they not be willing to join a government with welders and the populist right wing, but they might also be committing political suicide by following Labour's move and being whipsawed on program. The SPN base may not have grown, but the working campaigns held country strong for the most part, giving them clear paths to build their future. The math seems to indicate that 17 of Labour's number might have gone to the Green Left Party, which went up 10 seats from 4 to 14, now tying SPN, and the centrist party, Democrat 66, which went from 12 seats to 19. This is obviously a very fluid situation as parties try to construct a permanent home to house their new seats and to attract the almost dozen seats Labour lost that dissipated among parties both right and left. The overriding problem might be how does Netherlands govern with so many factions? The Prime Minister's party won in some ways by going right to block welders, but that's not a governing strategy, and that may leave it harder pressed to find a coalition with constructive values and policies that can construct a vision. Meanwhile, the center and left parties have the opportunity to construct an alternate program and vision, and the SPN's work on health care reform may be a template worth modeling in the Netherlands and elsewhere, but it's likely going to be an unsettling time for a while before bridges can be built toward the future. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.